A lot happens in November. Veterans Day is a few days behind us. Thanksgiving is a week away. The Christmas season begins right after that. And then there's this coming Saturday. That is this year's observance of Survivor Day. Its full name, International Survivors of Suicide Loss Day. It will be observed in many ways, in many places. In the Rogue Valley, the observances include the reading of a play by an Ashland playwright and actor, Shoshana Alexander. The play is called Taking Our Life, Suicide, Ecocide, and Daring to Live. Shoshana Alexander joined us to talk about suicide 3 years ago at about this time of year. She is back with Jody Sneller, the executive director of Winter Spring. So welcome, Shoshana.
Thank you, Jeff.
And welcome, Jody.
Thank you for having me.
So, Shoshana, let's start with you. I mean, this project begins from a very personal viewpoint. You have lost someone to suicide yourself. Tell us about that.
Right. I lost my sister to suicide. And that was decades ago. It took me until moving to Ashland, raising a son, to find Winter Spring and take one of these support groups there while I was writing this play. And that made a huge difference. Just in terms of, for the first time, I was sitting with people who had also lost someone to suicide. And there's nothing like that, to be able to know someone else and know what the depth of that impact is.
So you had started the play, you say, before you got
to Winter Spring? I had started it. I had been working on this play for a long time, but in and out, right? I was raising a kid.
Sure.
Right.
So, Jody, how common is the touch of suicide? Is it likely that most people know someone or a friend of someone or a family member of someone who has committed suicide?
It's fairly common, and unfortunately, Oregon State actually ranks 13th in number of suicides in a state, which so there's many of us, I think, by the time, especially as you start to get older, that are touched by suicide or know someone that has died by suicide. And actually, the age group that's most common for suicide to occur is 45 to 64 years of age.
That surprises a lot of people, doesn't it? I think the assumption is that it tends to be younger people, but we're talking about a much older cohort than that gets into suicide. Shoshana?
Well, Jeff, it's also for young people, though. It's the second leading cause of death globally for people between 15 and, like, 27. Globally, and in some places, it's the leading cause of death. Car accidents used to be, right?
Right.
Now it's this, suicide.
Any idea why Oregon ranks as high as it does? And Jody, do you have any figures on what the general trend in suicide is over the years? I noticed that since 2000, it certainly seems to be a fairly steady uptick.
Yeah, you know, it. I think it comes and goes, and I really couldn't say, you know, exactly what that trend is. I know that Winter Spring participates with the Suicide Prevention Coalition here in Jackson County. And one of the areas that we see that there's a higher rate is with veterans. So there's been a lot of outreach through the VA to start reaching veterans.
Now, you've made it a little harder to tell people what you do because it used to be included in your name, Winter Spring Center for Grief and Loss, or for Surviving Grief and Loss. I forget exactly what.
Yes.
It's just plain Winter Spring now, but the mission sounds the same. Is it that?
It is the same. Our role at Winter Spring is really to support people. We do that through a peer-to-peer support model, which Shoshana mentioned. A lot of people wonder, what is peer-to-peer and what do you do there? Is that counseling? And we're actually not a counseling center. We have a number of resources and referrals, but it really is about the collective group coming together and supporting one another in grief and the power that takes place as people are processing those losses together.
So a support group model where, you know, people in the same circumstances can certainly relate to each other.
Yes. Yes.
Shoshana, how much did that help you? I mean, you mentioned, you touched on it briefly a moment ago, but the idea that there are other people feeling pain similar to what you felt must have been a bit of an eye-opener.
It wasn't an eye-opener as much as an amazing support and also a surprise to myself, because I'd managed to store some of this stuff away, as we have to, while I was raising a kid and working and doing all the other things. Sit there and watch people break down and express the grief, and for it to be okay for that grief to be there, and that deep grief where you didn't have to be afraid that you had to take care of somebody who couldn't handle your grief. It's hard for people to hear about a suicide and the depth of that, right? But when you sit with other people who know it, it's so deeply healing. And we were guided by Kim Overson, who's a fabulous therapist in Medford. Just that, the presence of others, allowing that depth.
I was about to say permission. You get permission to express your grief.
Permission, exactly. And as everybody knows, when you go down into your grief, it carries you right back up again into life, into joy, into healing. Two sides of the coin, right? Wow. Grief and aliveness.
But it sounds like you had to go way down to get back up again.
I would say that that's helpful. I think that's part of the process. I always say you can't get over it. You can only go through it.
So I'm curious to know what effect that had on the play. And the play, again, is called Taking Our Life, Suicide, Ecocide, and Daring to Live. There are performances, staged readings, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this weekend. Shoshana Alexander, the playwright. Our guest, Jody Sneller, is here as well from Winter Spring. When you had was the play finished by the time you got to your first Winter Spring group? You mentioned it was started anyway.
No, it's been in development for a long time. Mm-hmm. I think what happened was partly I could stop being so concerned about whether people who came to the play were going to go out and off themselves. Because I could see that there was a way to hold a container for that. And I still am careful about that. What did increasingly develop was the awareness of, this began as monologues, like probably 2 decades ago it was monologues about my story. I don't know when it happened, but a veteran, a Marine veteran on the streets, and a Native American answering his hotline calls came in as characters. And all of that, we know, right, 22 veterans a day, right? That's like an average, probably more.
That is the figure given.
Right, killing themselves. Native Americans have the highest rate of suicide of any. And these two characters are now part of this play.
Let's talk about the suicide ideation. I'm glad you brought that up because that was a question I definitely had for Jody. I know in talking to people in previous conversations on the Jefferson Exchange, you can't put an idea there that wasn't there already, I understand. In other words, nobody's going to suddenly think, hey, that's an idea, suicide, if you just ask them, are you thinking about hurting mm-hmm. yourself?
Yeah, oftentimes it's there are mental illness that's under there. And when we think of mental illness, we usually, you know, there are people describe that in various ways. But the way that I use that is that can be depression, that can be addiction, that can be a number of different things. And the thing is that people oftentimes are holding and hiding. You know, the panelists that we have, Haley Jo Burns, who is with the Medford Drop, she is actually someone who attempted suicide that's going to be on our panel. And she speaks to the fact that nobody knew. Nobody knew the level of depression and darkness that she was feeling. And so, you know, that's one of the components. I mean, where does it come from? I think it comes from a lot of different areas, and it would be simple to say, well, if you do this, then you won't have that. But that's not really representative of life or people's complex emotional states.
But it sounds like we should not be afraid to ask. If we think somebody's struggling, we should not ask, not be, okay, if you bring it up, it's going to make it worse.
No, and that's the thing. I mean, I think that also speaks to processing grief. A lot of times people get uncomfortable. If I bring it up, they'll be sad. Well, they're already sad. And the fact that you acknowledge them and see who they are, that's the part that brings the power. And there's lots of different supports here in Jackson County. There's a suicide coalition prevention.
Mm-hmm. And there's a national suicide hotline, yes, too, that we've given out a few times in the past.
Yes. And that if that number is 1-800-273-TALK, or they have a text line, and you can text TALK to 741-741. Mm-hmm. There's also a Spanish-speaking line.
And TALK comes out to 8255, right? You know these things working in talk radio. So 800-273-8255. Shoshana, you have something you want to add?
Yes, that, as you're saying, suicide can be linked with mental illness, mm-hmm. mental challenges. Mm-hmm. It's also circumstantial. Mm-hmm. And that's why my play is called Suicide, Ecocide, mm-hmm. and Daring to Live. Because, for instance, In India, drought has led to the deaths, the suicide deaths of thousands. Farmers are killing themselves because they cannot, they can't continue with any kind of livelihood. I'm drawing a link between suicide and ecocide in this play because over the past 50 years, the rate of temperature increase has gone up, almost doubled in the past 50 years. Suicide rates have increased 60% on the planet. Something is going on here, right? We're killing ourselves. As individuals, we're killing ourselves on the planet. And this is like a wake-up call. And my premise is take your life. Respond to what calls you deeply and that aligns you with life.
Take your life in the sense of taking control.
Exactly.
Of your life.
That's okay. Right. That's the play on words of taking our life, the name of the play.
Mm-hmm. Taking our life, suicide, ecocide, and daring to live. Shoshana Alexander, playwright, actor, and presenter of three readings of the play. Friday at 7, Saturday at 7, Sunday at 2 at Carpenter Hall. The Friday performance is a benefit for Winterspring. Jody Sneller from Winterspring is in the studio with us as well. You can join the conversation on The Exchange. Perhaps you have some stories to share about suicide from people around you. 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Jody, you sound like you were about to say something.
I was just following up on what Shoshana said, that the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, actually, if you go to their website, says that suicide is not the failure of a person, but it occurs when stressors exceed the person's current coping abilities, which speaks to, it can be circumstance and in the moment that people feel those things. So I think that that's a really important thing to recognize and discuss, and that, yeah, it's okay to talk to people. It's okay to come close to them.
Shoshana, you mentioned having a couple of groups that are particularly prone to suicide represented in the play, a veteran and a Native American. And you also have somebody from – can you lay out what goes on in the play? I mean, give us some sense of the narrative here.
Yes, thanks. In the play, we have Chad, who is played by Baird O'Brien of the Oregon Shakespeare Festival. Calling in, he's living on the streets. He's a Marine veteran. He formerly was working in the news department of a TV station. He now has his own online news blog that he delivers from the street using Wi-Fi from Starbucks. He's hopped up, drugs, alcohol, PTSD. He's calling into a suicide hotline where the volunteer who answers the phone is a Native American who has herself in the past attempted suicide. And so their conversations are interspersed with my monologue about my sister's suicide, its impact on me, my then choice to live, and we watch what happens with the veteran and the Native American in what their choices are about.
Your choice to live, was it ever a tough choice? Was it ever a close decision, I guess?
One of the lines in the play was, after my sister's suicide, they told me that I talked about killing myself. I don't remember that, right? But, right, the impact, partly the impact. However, there is also a comic monologue in there about wanting to kill myself when I was a young person because I got a permanent wave gone wrong. And I thought I was ugly and my boyfriend would no longer love me. And so the only solution was to kill myself. That's a true story. And it's a comic monologue because looking back, it's like, whoa, sometimes it is that crazy.
So you packed a lot of stuff in here. I mean, you got the obvious tragedy of suicide. You've got global warming and ecocide, as you put it, and comedy as well.
And they happen to weave in together. We also have an angel who is the watcher, a presence, that unknown, mysterious presence who weaves in and between all of these characters and is the lead musician, composer of the music, along with Bob Jackson Minor. We have a fabulous band of local musicians here. So the band, the music is worth the price of the ticket alone.
And it looks like $15 in advance at the music coupon, $20 at the door. This is all at Carpenter Hall, which is on the campus of the Oregon Shakespeare Festival. Was this something you had to do, Shoshana? Was there ever a question of like, I might do this play, or was it something that just began erupting from you?
That is a great question. I think when we get the call, I was called to this, and no matter how hard it has been, there's no question of going ahead with it. And I think that's part of what I'm saying here. Answer the call. There's a theme of telephones ringing throughout this whole thing, and one of the songs is Answer the Call. And that is, that's how we come alive. We respond to what is deeply calling us. And that takes courage. That's why this part of the sub-theme there is daring to live. Do what calls you.
Telephone's ringing, so that raises the question of how often how busy are you at Winter Spring? I mean, you deal with people who are dealing with grief and loss from a number of different situations, not just suicide, Jody Sneller. So how busy are you at Winter Spring?
We are very busy. I would say that the amount of calls exceeds oftentimes the number of employees in our office. I think it's a problem we wish we didn't have, but a problem that we feel privileged to be able to be serving Jackson County, that there is this resource there. You know, it's grief support. You know, I say it often sounds like hyperbole to say it, but it really does save lives. And I think it speaks to what Shoshana is saying is, you know, taking our life, choosing to live again. And when you have experienced deep grief, there is a point that there comes a choice. It's almost when that shock starts to wear off and you say, what do I want to do with this? And the thing that I have found, both in listening to the people that have reached out to us and experiencing my own grief, is that when you don't take that time to sort of process, grief is the most patient thing in the world for you.
It'll wait for you. Just a couple seconds left here. Are there other observances of Survivor Day on Saturday that we're aware of?
It's International Survivors of Suicide Loss Day. It's November 18th. The doors are opening at 9:30. It'll be at the Medford Library, and we'll be showing a film there in addition to having panelists and a time for people to share and discuss their thoughts and feelings.
Okay, and then the play on Saturday evening, Friday evening, and Sunday afternoon at Carpenter Hall in Ashland. Shoshana Alexander wrote Taking Our Life, Suicide, Ecocide, and Daring to Live. Jody Sneller is the executive director at Winter Spring. Thank you both for joining us today.
Thank you, Jeffrey. Thank you.